Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject is Divine Healing, Part 32, and we're still dealing with the topic, How to Pray for Healing. In this topic today, I want to talk about binding Satan's influence and praying the prayer of faith through the believer. When Satan attacks, we are to bind the attack of Satan, the sickness and disease which comes from him, not from God. And let us make this quite clear. In the book of Romans, it says, through the disobedience of one man, sin entered into the world and death followed sin. All sickness and all diseases are a result from the sin that entered into the Garden of Eden. And God wants us to bind these attacks in accordance with Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, where it says, assuredly I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In other words, God is saying, I give you the authority to bind the works of Satan, to bind the sickness and to bind the disease in the name of Jesus and to stop it. All believers have also the authority to bind and loose Satan's devils and demons and spirits of sickness that would come onto a believer. We see in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with the power of God, or the anointing of God, to destroy the works of the devil and to set people free from oppression, from spirits of sickness. The authority God gives the believer is not only to bind sickness and disease, but also spiritual forces that can be causing sickness and disease. We are to pray in the prayer of faith in accordance with Mark chapter 11, verses 23, 24, and release our faith. Let's now go to Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for verily I say, or truly I say unto you, whosoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things he says shall be done, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. This scripture is giving the believer authority to speak to the mountain, whatever it may be, whether it's a spirit or a problem or a sickness or a disease or a cancer or a tumor. The Bible is saying, speak to that mountain, that high thing, that problem, and command it out in the name of Jesus and to be removed and cast into the sea. What sea are we talking about? We're talking about God's glory. This scripture is actually telling us that we need to speak words of faith to the problem. We need to speak words of faith to the situation or to the sickness and disease and command it in the name of Jesus to be removed. And according to this scripture, we need to believe that we receive it when we pray, not when we see it, but when we pray. For faith is I receive when I pray and not when I see it. Another point is to check you believe in your heart and not with your head, according to 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. A lot of people believe in their head, but they don't believe in their heart. And these are two different areas. A person can believe the word of God in their head, but not believe it in their heart. Let us now go to 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Reading from verse 21, Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God that whatever we ask, we receive for him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. What this scripture is actually saying is, you may say, I believe in Jesus' name, you'll heal, but your spirit man may say to you, you don't really believe that. That's only your head saying that. There is a difference between believing in your head and believing in your heart. Believing in your heart is the forces that we need. The force of faith comes from the spirit man or the heart. And that's where we have to believe. Our head says something, but our heart can say something different. Let me now give you a practical example. I remember one night I was watching a minister of the gospel in a conference, and he was giving an example of this. He had a prayer line in his ministry one night, and he was praying for a believer in the prayer line. The man had a lump on the side of his body. The minister said to him, do you know what 1 Peter 2:24 says? And the man said, yes, by stripes I'm healed. And then he said to the man, do you believe that? And the man said, yes. Then the minister said to him, are you healed? And he said, no, I've got this lump on my side. The minister said once again to him, do you know what 1 Peter 2:24 says? And the man said, yes, by stripes I'm healed. He said to the man, "Are you healed?" He said, "No, I've got this lump on the side of my body." God kept on working with this minister to keep saying the same thing. Eventually, the man got very upset and said, "Yes, I know what it says, but I've got this lump on my side." And the minister of the gospel said to him, "You know, if you agree with me, that lump will go. If I agree with you, you'll keep it." And all of a sudden, the man realized he was believing in his head, according to the word of God, that he was healed. But his heart was saying, "You don't believe that." He had head belief and not heart belief, you could say. So what happened was, oh, he said, "Yes, you're right. By his stripes, I am healed." So when he said that, the minister of the gospel agreed with him, and instantly that lump on the side of his body was dismantled or dematerialized and went. When we're praying for other people or praying for ourselves, it's important to keep our confession of faith always in line with the word of faith and the word of God. Our confession coming out of our mouth must always line up with the word of God and not say the opposite. It is also important to have no unforgiveness in our heart. Unforgiveness and bitterness and hate can block the prayer of faith. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 says this. It says in verse 36, "For you have need of endurance or patience, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." Faith and patience work together. Faith has the ability to change the situation, but faith hasn't got the patience to go the distance. The spiritual force of patience will carry faith the distance it needs to make the thing happen in the other person's life, that is, the healing process. So faith and patience work together, the Bible says. We are also to cast down or throw down any imaginations that come against the word of God that we're believing by faith. We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6, and we read, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, throwing down or casting down arguments and every high thought that brings itself against the knowledge of God, bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when my obedience has been fulfilled." This scripture is giving the believer the authority to cast down every negative thought, every thought that's against the word of God of doubt, unbelief. God is saying, bind it and cast it down and cast it out in Jesus' mighty name. We are then to go to the scriptures and replace the negative thoughts with positive thoughts. In other words, when the devil attacks with negative thoughts of doubt and unbelief, bind them, cast them down, and put the word of God in those thoughts, in your mouth. And when you say those words, "By stripes I am healed," or "that person is healed," those thoughts, those words go into your mind and create a whole new stronghold, a stronghold of faith because of God's word. When we're praying in the prayer of faith, we do not go by our feelings or what we see or what we feel. We only go by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." That scripture is actually saying we walk by faith. We believe what we can't see, but we believe the word of God. We don't believe what our senses tell us. We believe what the word of God says us. We do not go by our feelings or what we see. We only go by faith. We go by what the word of God says because that is total truth. All these points are necessary when you're praying for faith, when you're praying for healing. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've again enjoyed today's message. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.